Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flusher Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on November 20th, 1976. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
The sky is a beautiful pink this evening. There are blue lights coming now all about the outside fringes of the trees, and directly in the center of the sky, over Our Lady's statue, there is a circular beam of light coming through what appears to be very fluffy pink clouds. Oh, directly in the center is Our Lady. She's standing and looking about her to the right and to the left. Our Lady is reaching now to her waist, and she's taking out her rosary and extending the crucifix upon her rosary forward and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, Our Lady is coming forward. I can see her feet now. Our Lady does not have any slippers on. Her feet are bare. She has a very long, beautiful white gown with a deep blue sash. The sash is tied at her left side. Our Lady had taken her beads from the right part of her sash. Our Lady has a beautiful, long mantle about her head. I can't see her hair. The mantle comes very low over her forehead. All about the mantle, there are glistening diamond-like crystalline, I don't know what they are, all about Our Lady's mantle. Diamonds or some form of a beading. I can't see them too well because they're so bright and so shining that I can't look at them very long. The light from Our Lady's mantle has encompassed her face. I can't see Our Lady's face that clearly, but the sense, the feeling of Our Lady smiling, that's unmistakable. Our Lady is smiling. It is a sad smile now. Our Lady's coming forward, and I can see her face more clearly. She's very sad. Now Our Lady is raising her finger to her mouth. That means to listen and repeat. My child, the years are passing quickly upon your earth. Oh, my children, how long I have gone throughout your world, cautioning you, warning you, begging you to turn back from your path of destruction. Many are blinded to the truth. Satan has poisoned the minds of many. Oh, my children, take off your blindfolds and look upon what you have created with the help of all of the agents of darkness. Our Lady is pointing up to the sky. The sky has become very dark, a black color, black, a deep black. Now the darkness is rolling away, and I can see St. Peter's and Rome, the eternal city of Rome. I can look up now on the side of the building. It is a group of buildings, not by the dome, but off to the right side, it appears a separate building. And I see the Holy Father coming out upon the balcony. He's being held up on both sides by the priests. They appear to be priests, they're clerics dressed in black. I can see their Roman collars. They're whispering to him, and he's shaking his head. No. There's some kind of a conversation going on that's upsetting the Holy Father very much. No, he says. And now they're taking him back through these wide windows and into a room, and they're sitting him at a desk, and he can barely hold himself up in the chair. He's placed his hands to his eyes. He's terribly upset. Now there are people coming into the room. I don't recognize them. Yes, I recognize one. It's Cardinal Veloz. They are talking about something that is upsetting the Holy Father very much, and he's shaking his head no. His no is provoking much anger with those who are gathering now. They're coming closer to his chair. The chair is just a little in back of a desk. The eternal city of Rome appears to be darkening. There is to come upon Rome a great trial, my child. The forces of evil have gathered. They will seek in the coming new year to remove your Holy Father, Pope Paul VI, from his rule. Already he has become, my child, but a figurehead in his own house, for there are many Judases about him, many who for the love of money and power have sold their souls to get to the head. Woe, woe, woe to the man who casts aside his role as a representative of my son to accept silver and gold, and in like manner has sold my son. His church will proceed through a great crucible of suffering for a house in darkness, my children. Where's a band of death about it? My child, it is not necessary that I give you names and dates, for the guilty ones are well aware of their deception. The red hat has fallen, and the purple hat is being misled. Oh, my children, recognize the signs of your times. The conspiracy of the octopus. Like a web of evil, the hands of the masters reach out Unite and destroy my son's house. Oh, my children, keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your country and all of the countries of your world. I have warned you that unless you turn back and restore my son's house to its former prominence and to its true purpose of the salvation of souls, unless you restore the basic traditions and truth of my son's house, you will receive a just and fitting penance. You will receive the ball of redemption. My child, do not slacken in your work. Pay no heed to the opinions of others. You must understand, my child, that man is now trying to build another new religion, a new church, and it will not be of my son. It will be a new religion that gathers all the world under one fold of a dictator. And know, my children, that when one man or a select group of men gain so much power over individuals and an individual, know that no evil can be controlled then. And the eventual end is destruction, death, suffering. My children, I repeat and I repeat my warnings to you in desperation and in hope that you will listen and act upon my direction. I have traveled throughout your world, passing through many earth years of time, time that is not recognized in heaven, for there is no time in heaven. My children, I have cautioned you to watch and prepare for the days you are living in now and the days you are going forward into, the times known as Antichrist. My children, I have cautioned you to read the Apocalypse of St. John and learn. It is not a book beyond your knowledge and understanding. If you implore the Eternal Father to allow you to understand, if you ask, you shall receive the insight to understand what is to come upon mankind and what is now here in your time. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer, my children. They do not always have to be written words, but pray from your heart. Open up your heart to my son. Ask all of the angels of heaven to guide you and be at your sides during these desperate days of darkness of spirit. This, my child, and my children, is what will be. In darkness will they seek the way. But this, my child, is what will be. In darkness will they seek the way. Or shall they continue to give themselves into all manner of evil? Worship of false idols. worship. Astrology is a science, a false science for unbelievers. Do not cast aside the directions given you by your prophets. They came to you with the truth. And what are you doing with this truth? But you are changing it. You are working to change and destroy. Oh, my children, what more can I say to you? What more can the Eternal Father do to awaken you? You who are apathetic, not caring, until you are struck by destruction. You who watch as the warnings go by, not caring until it enters your home. And you who go by like ducks in the waters, not caring or wondering or questioning why you proceed in that path. And you who in your blindness, and you who in your blindness of blind obedience have given yourselves to destruction and destroying my son's house, in your obedience to man, no man shall be obedient to Satan. My children, long ago, I warned you from Fatima. I warned you through many voice boxes throughout your world that the time will come when you will embark upon a stormy sea. And it shall be bishop against bishop, and cardinal against cardinal, and Satan shall set himself in your midst. He shall maneuver and pitch you and play you against each other in his plan to destroy my son's house. Recognize what is happening now upon your earth. I say unto you, O pastors in my son's house, if you do not listen, if you continue to proceed upon your present course, you ask for the heavy hand of my son to come upon you. Your world shall be cleansed with a baptism of fire. My children, have you not learned anything from your past? As in the time of Noah, with the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, have you not learned that a degenerate generation calls upon itself a heavy hand of chastisement from the Eternal Father? Yes, my child, I understand your deep grief and sorrow. Oh, my child, we are like voices crying in the wilderness. Get ready and keep on the narrow road, for the time is growing short. Do not, my child, slacken in your mission by all of the opinions of mankind. Accept the cross and carry it, my child, without complaint. You will receive very little recognition, my child, upon your earth's pilgrimage. But remember, it is the recognition of the eternal Father in heaven that is all that you must seek. When you leave, my child, you can take nothing with you but love and prayers. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer for your bishops. The hierarchy in Rome, my child, is under great stress. There shall be a gradual separation of the sheep from the goats. Oh, my children, waken now, for the time is going short. Our Lady is pointing up now to the sky, and there is appearing a very large clock. It's directly over the tree to our right side. The clock now has hands. There is a dividing line cut through the middle, pointing directly from 12 to 6. It goes down like you're slicing a pie. The line is gone, is now directly connected between the 12 and the 6. And there are the two hands now have revolved, and they're pointing to 4 and 8. Observe, my children, the sign of your times, the peace symbol of deception, the time of Armageddon, the fight between good and evil, the forces of evil man against the Eucharist, my son and his church. Peace shall be restored, but not until there has been much gnashing of teeth and woe set upon your earth by the evil one. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer, my children. Do not discard your sacramentals. Do not listen to those mockers and those who seek to remove from you your protection. They were all given for a reason. Many were given, my child, for these very days. The medal of Saint Benedict must be worn. The scapula must be worn, the brown scapula. And my children, never have your rosary farther than your hands can reach from you. For oh, how great will be the sorrow of many when they must run with what they have on their backs. And if they do not have the consolement of a sacramental, my children, they will not be able to persevere in the days ahead. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer, my children. Do not accept the errors, the deceit that is now gaining, accelerating in your country. Pray for your new leaders, my children, or there will be great sorrow in your government. Yes, my child, much I would say, my child, in fact, that the Eternal Father knows all now, all that is to take place. Much is allowed for reason that no human mind could understand or conceive. All is in the will of the Eternal Father in heaven. But remember, my children, that you, as human beings, have been given a free will. And as such, many have taken this God-given grace of free will to cast aside the light and accept the darkness. Yes. You will read carefully, my children, all that comes out of the Eternal City. Pray that you will understand what comes from the masters of deceit and what comes from your Holy Father. And I do caution you, my children, your Holy Father writes little now. I have asked you, my child, to write to your bishop. Pray for him, for you will see a great change. The medias are controlled, fully controlled, my child. Therefore, you cannot judge from the written word or the visual approach. Continue, my child, upon your mission with confidence. Remember your morning prayers. You will be given the strength to continue upon your mission. My child, though your burdens are great, understand that the Eternal Father will never give you more than you can carry. Our Lady now is placing her hands out in front of her. She has the rosary in her right hand, and the brown scapular is dangling from her left hand like this. And Our Lady is placing her hands out like this, and there are great rays of light now coming from her hands. Oh, they're beautiful. It's like crystal diamond rays. Oh, they're all coming down now onto the grounds. Oh, they're just beautiful. Oh, graces, my child, I send you from the Eternal Father graces in abundance, graces for the asking, graces for cures, and graces for conversions, cures of the body, and cures of the spirit. Now Our Lady is placing her hands back like this, and the lights now are slowly, like evaporating. They're dimming, and now they seem to be just dissimulating, like, into the clouds. Oh, it's beautiful. Now, my child, be seated and continue viewing the messages in secret. The sky is very dark. There's no way to explain it. It's a gray haze seems to be covering all of the area of Our Lady's statue. But there is now in the center, just directly over Our Lady's statue, through this gray haze, there is a red patch of light coming through. No, it's not red. It's more like a burgundy color. I can't explain the coloration, but it's coming now closer. It's though something is coming through the clouds. It's a red heart. That's the only way I can explain it. It's formed the whole outline of a heart. Now, the heart is tipping. It's almost like a rose. Now that's strange. The heart is almost like a rose. And it's tipping, and there are drops of liquid. It could be blood coming from this heart-shaped rose. Now it's disappearing, just like it was a formation of almost like a haze. Oh, Now, directly over, there's an area of blue, deep blue, and the center of it is, well, it's almost toast-like, but the center now is opening up as though there was a perforation of light, and it's opening up very deeply, and Jesus is coming forward now, and I can see behind him, as the circle of light is opening, Michael, and I see someone, a figure, carrying a very large cross. Oh my! Walking behind Jesus is this figure of, I thought it was a man at first, but now I can see it's a tomboyish looking girl. Oh, I know who it is now. It's Joan of Arc. Oh, she's carrying a very large wooden cross. It has no corpus on it. And she's dressed in very strange-looking garments, almost like like a warrior. She has like metal all over her her waist, and it's like a dress formation, but very heavy armor. That's what it is. It's armor. Now she's holding the cross now high as she can for its weight. Over her, you know, in front of her, but up over her head. Now she's just standing there, and Michael is coming forward with Jesus. Now Jesus, the wind is blowing, his cape is blowing out to, over to the right of us. It's very windy. Jesus also has bare feet. I can see his feet. He has nothing, no sandals on his feet. His garment is a sort of an off-white color, like an ecru, beige, and he has a belt. The belt is like rope. It's not. It's the same, almost identical to the color of his garment, a beige rope, like a tie, a sash. Now Jesus is shifting his cape, like over onto his arm. And on his left arm, and he's now touching his lips with his fingers. That means to listen and repeat. My child, in the days ahead remaining before the coming chastisement, you will be given a new mission. Much of the message that will be given in the future shall be given to you in secret, my child, for your protection and also the propagation of my mother's work. Understand, my children, that my mother came to you to protect you and to guide you out of this great mass of darkness that now enshrouds your earth. This darkness is of the spirit. This darkness has promoted in your country evil such as has never been seen before in your country. My children, I cannot in all goodness give you a full accounting of what transpires now in your country and in many countries throughout your world. Evil such as no human mind could conceive, but evil that is coming right from the very depths of hell. I must warn again, my pastors, that you are proceeding along a course that will bring destruction to many of my houses upon earth. However, it will be a gradual separation of the sheep from the goats. All that is rotten must fall. I look upon a world that is plunging faster to its own destruction. Much of your punishment shall come from your own hands. At creation of man, promoted by the direction of Satan. My children, understand what is happening upon earth now. You are in the days spoken of and written of in the past and in your present by prophets from your God. Man, in his knowledge and his superior arrogance, has set himself now in his pride to bring about a one world religion and a one world government. Know now that this is a course for destruction such as has never been seen or experienced upon your earth before. As in the time of Noah, there were sent to you voices crying out, get ready and turn back before it is too late. As it was in the time of Noah, so it is now, that many laugh, deride, mock, and close their ears to these warnings. And why? Because in their blindness, they have been allowed by the Eternal Father to continue upon their road as they fast give themselves to Satan. But it is a sad fact, and one that brings much grief to all the personages of heaven, that as they plunge faster into the darkness, those with the power in my house as representatives of me have chosen to take souls with them onto their road to perdition. Amen, amen, I say to you, that none shall escape this chastisement. There will be a baptism of fire set upon your earth. There will be a war far greater and more disastrous than any war that man has ever involved himself in. Do not cry peace, peace and security when there is no peace and there is no security. No man shall construct peace without his God. No man holds the key to the eternal kingdom unless he merits this honor. Life upon your earth is but a short pilgrimage to each and every one of you. How you spend your time upon your earth will determine your eventual reward. Through errors, confusion, and outright deception, there is city of Rome. There is a great darkness covering all the lands now of your earth. And there is a great darkness enveloping the very natures of mankind. And many now walk the earth with living bodies and dead souls. And you ask, my children, can there be a revival? A renewal? And what do you seek to revive and renew but Lucifer? Discontent, arrogance, pride, oh red hats, what have you brought upon my sheep? But you have scattered them. You promote confusion. You take the very heart of me from my children. You turn them away from the living bread. Woe, woe, woe to you red hats and you purple hats who follow to your own destruction. Open your hearts to the truth. Take away your blindness. Remember, I am your God, and as such, you shall stand before me. And shall you say that your teaching has been pure in my sight? I say unto you, O ye of little faith, I shall take you and spit you out as venom into the flames, forever damned in the abyss. You have been warned, and you have been warned. And I say unto you, O red hats, in my house, you will now take stock. You will look about you and take the blindness from your hearts. You will stop filling your coffers at the expense of the loss of my sheep. What does it gain you, O red hats, if you gather all world's treasures and come before me with not one merit of grace to enter you into my Father's kingdom? These warnings from heaven have fallen upon many deafened ears and hardened hearts, but all I say unto you, there will be much gnashing of teeth and tears, but too late, too late. Do not travel along the wide road with the fallacy that you can offend your God and then be accepted as you are, a contaminated piece of human humanity with a darkened soul and spirit of evil, that you can enter into the eternal kingdom of your God. I say no unto you. I will not know you. You will defend my house. You will defend my teachings. You will defend me, or I say unto you, O red hats, I shall not know you. My child, the message from heaven shall take a great toll upon your strength. But understand, my child, that you will not be given more of a burden than you can carry. Go forward and shout this message from the rooftops, my child. There is very little time left. I will not encourage you to speculate on dates. It is not necessary. I do not expect the sheep to come running for a short respite from the evil and their sins. It must be a permanent turning away from the evil, my children. Therefore, there will be no dates given. For what would there be to gain if you know the dates and you come and change so that you will be ready where your heart does not carry a true conversion? Live your life, my children, day by day, as though the end were at hand. You will not be caught unawares if you remain with me in my houses throughout the world. You have nothing to fear but fear itself, my children. The message from heaven has not been given to you to promote fear in your hearts, but to bring to you the reality of what is to come upon mankind. It is in this manner that we have separated and are separating the sheep from the goats. Those who will be saved will be counted in the few, my children. You will wear your sacramentals and guard the doors of your homes. Prepare your children so that when they go outside of your home, they will not fall into the conspiracy of evil. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer. The power of prayer is great to the ears of the Eternal Father. Ask and you shall receive. Give charity of heart and action to your brothers and sisters, but do not be deluded, my children, into comparing and bringing a comparison of charity and humanism together. When the world and my house, my church, become as one, you will know that the end is at hand, my children. Recognize the signs of your times and act upon them. Now Jesus is placing his hand out in front of him like this, and he's making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus and Saint Michael and Joan of Arc, I know her now, they're all now going across the left side of the sky, and they're standing just above the trees, and Jesus is bending over now, and he's making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus has turned over to his left, and they're coming across the sky. They don't walk. They just seem to be weightless. They're just gliding across the sky, and Jesus now is standing. Michael has gone over to his left side now. Michael's holding the balance, a golden light balance, and a very long spear, sword-like spear in his hand. And Jesus now is bending over with his hands like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Continue now, my children, with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed. Pray for your vicar. Pray for your bishops and your priests. Keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your world. Many shall be saved by your prayers. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Amen. My God, I believe, I adore, I trust, and I love thee. I beg pardon for all those who do not believe, do not adore, do not trust, and do not love thee. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of your mercy. Oh, the hand. The sky pointing with a finger up there. Jesus' hand is extended.
Whose hand is it?
Oh. Jesus' hand. Yes.
Big hand.
Yes. It's very enlarged. In fact, it's exaggerated. The sign of the arm coming down. Yes. It's as though he's. Oh dear. Now. Oh. This. Actually, Jesus' crucified body now is appearing over the whole sky. Oh my, can you see it, Mary? Look, his legs coming down. There's this leg here, it covers the whole sky. The crucified legs are here. There's his arms coming in now. The whole crucified body of Jesus, it looks almost like his body has been split open. Do you see that? The whole body, and it looks like he's been carved open, and his arms are extended. Now his head is beginning to come in. Oh dear.
You don't want that tape, do you, Veronica? I had that on tape. The reason why I didn't tape that up, Veronica?
I don't know.
I tell him don't tape that.
Oh, I don't know. I guess we don't put that on the tape. But...
Okay.
Oh, my.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on November 20th, 1976. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.